No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 8th day of August, 2019. I'm David Brown. This time yesterday, we were telling you about El Paso bracing for a presidential visit in the aftermath of last weekend's mass shooting. The El Paso Times reports the president did, in fact, visit two families of shooting victims at the University Medical Center. Hospital officials told the El Paso Times they were the only two families who consented to talk with the president. But his welcome was somewhat more enthusiastic from the mayor and from GOP lawmakers, including Senators Ted Cruz, John Cornyn, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott headed up another meeting with Texas officials in El Paso, and joining us to talk about that, John Moritz. He covers Texas politics for the USA Today Network. John, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Happy to be here.
So the state's top three, we're talking Governor Abbott, and we're talking Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Dennis Bonin meeting with a delegation of El Paso state lawmakers. What was the purpose of this gathering there? What were they hoping to accomplish?
Well, it was clear going in that the governor wanted to get out in front of this issue. It's a very emotional time in El Paso and nationally. The mass shootings that we are witnessing are capturing national attention. So Abbott wanted to meet with lawmakers on the ground. And as it turns out, the top three are Republican, and the lawmakers from El Paso are Democrats. They had what the governor described as a thoughtful, detailed discussion, and did not come up with it or did not announce any specific policy initiatives coming out, but did promise that $5 million in state aid would be coming to El Paso and El Paso County to offset costs associated with, you know, counseling, the county's costs for just dealing with this crisis and tragedy in El Paso.
Now, I want to be sure that I'm clear about something, because I recall after the Santa Fe ISD shooting last year, Governor Abbott announced these roundtables to discuss ways to deal with the issue of gun violence. Any of that sort of talk as a result of yesterday's session?
Yes, the governor did say he's going to convene at least three additional roundtables, one in El Paso, and he specifically said he wants to go above and beyond what came out of Santa Fe. Now, Santa Fe was what ultimately came out of that were school safety initiatives, marshals in the classroom, you know, better prevention measures to keep strangers out. It was not like a gun-related initiative. In fact, they more or less steered clear of anything that could be described as gun control or gun safety
measures. So is there any sense that these roundtables could be focused on something different?
I got the sense, talking with Democratic lawmakers afterwards, that they do want to go deeper into the issue. Of course, they're in the minority party. We're a couple, or at least a year and a half from lawmakers going back in a regular session. Mm-hmm. But it's clear from these El Paso lawmakers, this event just shook their community, shook them, right to their bones. And they are no longer satisfied, or if they ever were, with, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We will be with you. They want to see some specific initiatives put on the table, discussed, and see where they can go forward.
Well, as you and most of our listeners are aware, the legislature won't be back in session until 2021. There had been some Democrats saying that there should be a special session on this issue. Governor, have anything to say about that?
The governor was silent on that, and in fairness to him, none of the reporters in the brief Q&A time we had put that option forward. But no, he did not indicate that he had any plans to reconvene lawmakers.
I mentioned that Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, two Texas senators on Capitol Hill, were in El Paso yesterday. Did they weigh in on what steps Congress could take?
Well, Senator Cruz specifically said Congress needs to do more. He did not specify what more meant. When questions about specific initiatives like limiting high capacity magazines and that sort of thing, he pushed back against that, saying, you know, now's not the time. Let's not mess with anybody's Second Amendment rights. You know, let's look at things like even more intense background checks, giving federal authorities more tools to identify would-be mass shooters and that sort of thing. Interestingly enough, after the news conference ended, I did manage to catch a brief conversation with Senator Cornyn, and he did say that Congress should address high capacity magazines. He didn't offer up anything specific, but he said that's something that should be on the table as Congress moves to the next phase of wherever it is we're going to go on mass shootings and gun violence.
John Moritz reports on Texas politics for the USA Today Network, which includes, by the way, the El Paso Times. John, thanks for speaking with us on the Texas Standard. Good to talk with you.
You betcha, David, anytime.